Questions 35 through 40. Look at the questions. Then listen to part of a radio program about health.
Welcome to Health Corner. I know from your emails that many of our listeners are young people who have concerns about their health. So today's program will give you some guidelines on how you can stay healthy. First of all, I'm sure many of you think that a good diet is all about being the right weight for your age and body size. But it's much more than this. Good eating habits now can help avoid some very serious problems later on. Did you know that eating sweets, candies, and chocolate can have a direct result on how well you perform at school? You see, the sugar in candy acts quickly, making the sugar level in your blood rise. The problem is that it drops quickly too, leaving you feeling tired. Eating a piece of fruit can help keep the sugar level steady, and so it will keep you focused in class for longer. Regular exercise can also help with concentration. One reason for this is that experts say we sleep better after physical exercise. So, it's not true that exercising keeps us awake at night. Good news for people who suffer from insomnia. Also, when you exercise, your heart speeds up, giving it a vital workout. This strengthens the heart, helping keep health problems away. And it's also known that people suffer less with stress-related problems if they exercise frequently. Doctors recommend 30 minutes of exercise a day. That can be walking fast, playing a sport, or riding a bike. A word of warning, though. Doctors will also tell you not to make any sudden major changes to your diet or exercise routine. Any steps you decide to take must be taken slowly and gradually. And as we all know, breakfast is the most important meal of the day, so we'll be back after the commercial break with some great ideas for easy, healthy breakfasts that you can make in a few minutes.